We are up to Simen Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Yud Ches. We will be doing Yud Ches through Chaf. Yud Ches. Yesh Misha Omer. Shekleh HaKodesh Shel Kesef. Shenohagu Laviyam Tomid Leveis HaKnesses Bechagim. Someone personally owns Klei Kodesh of silver. These are decorations for the Sefer Torah. And he brings, every yontif, he brings his own personal Klei Kodesh to Shul. Ein yecholim lahotzi l'chulin ulamachram. Even though it had no kedusha really, because it didn't even belong to the shul, nevertheless, once it was used on a regular basis for a dvar kodesh, you cannot go. He cannot go ahead and sell it as a dvar chol ulamachram. Va'kol yecholim l'tofsam shishar becheskes hektish achar misas hamakdish. The congregation even has the right to go and do a tefisa. They can grab them to make sure that this remains with the shul even after the person's passing. Now this halacha applies not only to Klei Kodesh to go on the Sefer Torah. The same goes for any lamp that gives light to the shul. The Magen Avraham Tain is that Bizman Hazeh, this is not the minhag, but that if someone has, he owns something personally and then brings it to the shul regularly, it is his own and he can decide what to do. So the Magen Avraham says that it could be that since this is the minhag today, it's as if it was stipulated so beforehand. And by the way, a tnai to begin with is going to help. Sif Yutes, Yesh Mishomer Shimnin Sachar Mises Adam Kosuv Shehikdish Kalim Venal Avedim Lomosul Akol Afilachi Avehikdish. You find that someone has a note saying that he was Makdish, he made something the property of the shul of his own, that object is still in his house, and then he passed away. The halacha is, according to this Yesh Mishomer, although we're unaware of him ever having been makdish it for real, since he wrote it, it belongs to the shul. The shul can come and take it. The case was you find it among his documents. Sivchaf Yesh Mishomer, Shesefer Torah Shehuchzik Shehoyah Shel Avosav Shel Ruvein, Ein Hatzibur Yecholim Lahachzik Bo. Now, this is a standard issue with the Sefer Torah. In order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah, you not only have to have a Sefer Torah written, but you have to own it. Now, if everybody would just keep their Sefer Torah home, there'd be no Sefer Torah in Shul to read from. What would you learn from? So what do people do? They will write a Sefer Torah, make a Hachnasa Sefer Torah, bring it into the Shul, and who owns it? So the pashtus is that the person himself still owns it, and he's just giving the Tzibur the right to learn from it. So that's what the Mechaber is saying here, that we do not take for granted that since the person left it in the shul, his das was for it to remain in the shul forever. It's his, and he can take it whenever he wants to. And that is because the minig is that way. In fact, the minig is even though the me'il, the cover of the Sefer Torah, belongs to the shul, it is normal that the shul will be able to use their me'ilim in Klei HaKodesh in decorating someone else's Sefer Torah that he technically owns and can take it back at any point. Even if you have Edim in the city, you actually have people from the city itself, two witnesses that come along and say, we heard him make this the property of the shul. They are not Neman. They are Nogeya Be'edusan. They live in the town. They need the Sefer Torah. Unless the shul has a Sefer Torah that is at least as mehudar as this one, in which case it doesn't really make all that much difference to them. Generally speaking, the Mishtabura says the right thing to do is to make a tanai beforehand. And this is the minute today when a Sefer Torah is given into a shul. There's usually a document drawn up that says the Sefer Torah continues to belong to whoever it was that brought it to the shul. He can get it back on demand. But if you didn't write that, nevertheless, the shul cannot claim ownership to it until proven otherwise, because the minig is that people keep their own Sefer Torah. In the case of a yishuv that didn't have a Sefer Torah, so what they did is they used a certain person's Sefer Torah, and then they bought their own. The halacha is that he cannot stop them from using their new Sefer Torah, because now this one's their own. Although, so long as they didn't have their own, they were using his, and he can claim, well, you're not allowed to change because that looks as if you don't like my Sefer Torah anymore. Nevertheless, the Tzibur can say, well, listen, this one's new, and it's ours, it's our own, we have the right to use it. The Mishtabura says that the right thing to do, really, is to switch off What you should do is 1 week their new Sefer Torah and 1 week his Sefer Torah. This way he will not feel that his Sefer Torah is no longer being used.